Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
Welcome, welcome yet again, another episode of This Open House. I am David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, and this is my beautiful and gorgeous and amazing, brilliant.
I am Rebecca Guthrie.
And very tired today.
Yeah, Rebecca. I am tired. I don't know. We're going to try to be energetic, but I am tired.
Yeah, she
I
had
think it's the clouds.
I got up this morning and went on a bike ride on one of my new fancy stationary bikes that all my friends who do this for real and actually will ride, like, you know, 100 plus miles. They mock me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I put on these headphones and I just kind of like pretend that I'm going somewhere. And it feels really good, actually. So, you know, hey, I'm not going to knock it.
You know, exercise is a good thing.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate enough that we can go outside and walk around without having to wear masks unlike other places in the country right now.
Yeah, we can walk outside in the open air and go hiking and
do
all of these things.
If you're listening from out of state, it is beautiful right now. It's going to be 70 degrees today.
Yeah, shorts and flip-flops.
You don't have to shovel sunshine.
It's great. It is great. So
how is the market doing today, Mr. David?
You know, the market is the market. It's doing a heck of a lot better than my GameStop stock was this last week. But, you know, still better than GameStop, better than Apple. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Apple. All of my real estate buddies back in the day.
It's true.
You guys that actually know me back when, you know, Apple was just really starting to take that market share, I would get a lot of grief.
It's true. I
from
remember
my
that.
Apple. But, you know, I think I've had two laptops in the last 10 years that have done hundreds and hundreds of transactions and searches and millions of emails on. And, you know, all of my hater buddies who love the other products that I won't mention on this show, you know, probably get one every year. But, you know, hey, it's to each his own, to each his own. So the stats here for Tucson real estate are pretty wild, actually. It's February 13th. 2021 for you guys who are going to be listening after we're live and maybe going back in time here. And I'm looking at the city of Tucson. I'm not looking at the entire MLS. The city of Tucson currently has only 659.
Oh my gosh. Last week it was 790, I think.
I know. And we
Holy
don't let her
goodness.
Look at these stats until live so
it's
that
true.
You get,
so you get the real reaction.
Get the real reaction. And it's,
wow.
It's insane. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, on January 16th, it was 808, which was still nuts.
Yeah.
That was nuts.
The weather's gorgeous, and it's...
People are just coming. And you know what they're doing? They're buying stuff on Zoom. They're buying stuff on FaceTime.
It's true.
If you're an Apple user like myself. They're buying stuff by going to the builder's website, preferably through your favorite real estate agent, so we can negotiate the best deal for you. And they're looking on these Matterport 3D, and they're really zooming in, and they're getting all of the detail. And we're going to talk a little more about Matterport and how cool that is, but also how crazy dangerous some of the stuff can be if you're a resale. But you can walk through these houses. You can be stationed in Japan, and you could pick your next house because you're coming here and have it
absolutely
built
true.
And ready for you, which is pretty amazing. So, you know, 659 active listings, down from 808. What's weird is some of these are relists, okay? So you can take a listing. It's kind of one of the tricks that sometimes agents will use if they have a listing that is sitting on the market for a little while. Shh, don't tell them I told you this, but they'll just go ahead and relist the house. They will put it all on the market again by either canceling the listing in the MLS or redoing it one way, shape, or form. Not just adjusting price on an old MLS listing. Total new MLS number, everything else, so it comes up brand new. 475 of these homes of the 659 are showing as popping up in the last 7 days. Certainly a chunk of them are relist, but a lot of these are just brand new. Sales price, interesting numbers here coming out on my stats. Showing a little bit different than the last time we did this. Median sales price in the last 7 to 12 months, my numbers were pulling up 230. Last 3 months, 250. 230, 7 to 12, 250 in the last 3 months with a comparable days on market of 7. Last time I did this, it was 6. Yeah, one day extra. It's a lot of time.
One whole day.
Seeing about 8.69% increase in price. Getting to rents in Tucson, your median three-bedroom is renting right now for $1,350 a month. Also down a little bit. It'll be interesting to watch those rent stats because typically those don't go down overall. We'll see what happens as the U of A cycle gets on and everything else. Median sales price of your three-bedroom house, $250. Down payment, 20% down. Average credit score, all of that stuff. You're probably going to be looking, depending on your situation, ask your lender, but about $1,071 a month to buy that house, but to rent it, $1,350. So it's savings of $279 a month still. Still a great time to own, an okay time to rent if you need to. And it's
there are legitimate reasons to rent.
Yeah, like why you wait for your house to, close. That's a great reason to do it. We have a lot of people doing those things. So still, the last stats of the annual inflation rate going on here is 1.4%. I'm still showing early January statistics there on my inflation calculator there. And like I said and keep saying, it seems the Fed's target rate is 2% before they start raising those interest rates.
The Fed's going to have a meeting at the end of February, and we'll see what comes out of those meetings. But
yeah, and rising interest rates on the mortgage isn't a bad thing necessarily. It really does show health of an economy when you can raise interest rates and keep those things moving along. And so if they're able to raise those, it's going to signify some underlying health and a positive, and hopefully moving forward with all of these things, the different vaccine rollouts. Johnson & Johnson is coming out with a vaccine, apparently one shot and not two. And so hopefully we'll see some improvements here with people getting out and getting back to real life.
Here's hoping.
And but real life, it's probably going to not change all that much from where it is right now. We have a lot of businesses who are, probably going to tell their employees, this work at home thing has ended up working really well, and we're going to keep doing that. And so,
see, this is an area where David and I disagree.
Yeah.
I actually think that the reverse is going to happen. Mm. I actually think that we're going to see for a little bit of time, maybe the next year or two, that people are going to stay at home. But I think that you're going to have people coming back to the office for two reasons. The first is that people are getting really tired of their home being everything. And the second thing is that especially if you work in a collaborative environment, there's something about the energy of having people in a space versus on Zoom that helps build creativity and innovation. And I think that especially those kinds of companies, maybe not like call centers, but the companies that need to have people get together and brainstorm, they're going to bring people back. I think that the way that the office looks is going to be very different. I think it's going to look a lot more like co-working space. But I think in the short term, there's going to be people staying at home. But I actually think that within the next 3 to 5 years, people will be back.
They'll be back in full force. So what I hear you saying is that they're going to want to be back. The question is will the people who are making the decisions on the bottom line of office spaces and looking at the productivity, are the CFOs going to see the value in what you're saying right here? And, it really depends on your view of corporate America, I guess, and what they're thinking and how they're doing.
Well, when big tech,
hopefully they care about
when big
employees.
Tech companies are saying that they're planning on having their employees come back when they can, I think that if you can't work at home and you work for a tech company, you aren't doing tech properly. So I think when big CFOs or CEOs of tech companies in Silicon Valley are having meetings and saying that they're going to bring their people back because it works better.
Yeah, well, it is weird when you call any of these companies up and you hear a TV in the background. I mean, I was literally on with GoDaddy, talking to them about something, and I'm like, okay, I'm home, but it's just weird having you home. I had to call somebody from DES. And TV in the background, the employee's sitting there, and he's doing his thing. Solved our issue, did a great job,
but it was a little bit weird. You had and the fuzzy.
There are also people who just do better if they go to the office. I'm one of those people. I get more work done if I leave the house and go somewhere else. And I think that they're going to see that's going to be a thing. So I could be completely wrong. Nobody actually knows, but that's... That's
nobody,
what I think.
Nobody knows. We're not running into investing in commercial office space just yet. We're still much more
this
bullish.
This is an opinion. This is just my opinion.
We're much more bullish on the residential rental market as investors and people who represent them.
Well, should we head into our break before we talk about how to depersonalize?
Yeah, I suppose we can go into this break, but let me tell you guys, you want to stay tuned for this because we're not just going to be talking about depersonalizing for the sake of getting the best price and all this stuff that you think real estate agents only care about. Really, we've got some big, big, big reasons. And if any of you have a child, have a grandchild, know somebody with a child, this segment's for you.
We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back yet again, this open house. I'm your host, David Guthrie, Hacienda Group Long Realty Company, with my wife,
Rebecca Guthrie.
You can reach us off air anytime by phone or text at 520-462-2611. If you have show ideas, if you have real estate questions, if you call us, it doesn't mean all of a sudden you're just going to get spammed all the time. We literally have people just to call us and say, hey, I have a question about solar. Should I put it on my house? What should I do? Do it. We love those calls.
We're not too busy. Call us.
Yeah.
Call us.
Call us. We love talking about these things. You can also email us at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And if you want full MLS IDX search, check everything out, in the MLS, as well as, you know, quick tools, see what your home's worth and all of that stuff without talking to us. You can always go to www.thisopenhouseshow.com. And so, we're going to talk about depersonalizing, but really I think a better topic is keeping your family safe from creeps.
Yeah.
Is probably a better way to put this. And, you know, one of the things that when I started real estate back in 2005, we were still using fax machines to send contracts. Email was crazy. It was like, oh my gosh, are you even going to get the contract? How are we going to deal with times and all of this stuff? And so we had a more old school approach. I know some of my colleagues who were industry veterans for, you know, 20, 30 years when I was starting, you know, had stories of, you know, actual film pictures and stuff like that. And the Polaroid revolutionized how we went ahead and did some of those things and sold homes.
It's astonishing how fast technology has moved.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the digital camera really came in and we measured this stuff in pixels, you know, and now it's all about the megapixel. Now we're shooting in 4K, and the phone that I hold in my hand, you know, takes better photos than a $10,000 camera back in 2005 did. But even if you had the best camera, there were still limitations online. And a lot of the stuff that you would see as you are browsing for homes and going and looking at stuff, if you were to download a picture and zoom it out and look at it, you're really not getting a whole lot of information. And one of my biggest pet peeves, and Rebecca's is bad real estate photography.
Oh my gosh.
There's
no excuse.
I am sorry if you are hiring somebody to represent your home and they whip out their brand new iPhone. I don't know. We don't take any of our own pictures because I think
we're not professional photographers.
We're not. But and so with that said, our other pet peeve is not bad photographs, are really great photographs from an aesthetic viewpoint that you can look at and say, this really shows the house, but tell a different story. A story that you might not want to tell.
So here's an example. I was looking for a house for a client, and I'm going through pictures, and I come across this house, and I'm looking through the kids' bedrooms. And in the little girl's bedroom, they didn't depersonalize it at all. So her name is all over the room. So we're going to call her Rose to protect her identity. But Rose's name is all over. And then I can take the picture and I zoom in and I see that she loves Frozen and that she's super into Barbies. And then I see a medal that she got at church and I can pull that in and I can see where she goes to church. And then there's a school pendant that I pull in and I can see where she goes to school. Mm-hmm. And I know all of these things about Rose. I have about the idea of what age she's in.
Oh, hold on a second. We also see, you know, a stool that is, you know, just a couple of steps high because Rose clearly isn't tall enough to reach the top of her closet. So we kind of know about how tall
right. Maybe
she is.
There's an address on the house. I can see where she lives.
I know exactly where she lives.
I know her name. I scroll to her brother's bedroom and I see all of the things that he likes. He's with the same church, obviously, because there's family. I see the things that he's super into because it's plastered all over the walls. And then I go to the parents' bedroom and I don't see anything that looks like there's a mommy present in the house. It looks like it's a single.
No women's clothes.
There's no women's clothes. There's none of the things that make you think, oh, so you think, okay, so it's a single dad with his two kids, Rose, and you don't have any identifying things from the little boy's room, but you know he's a little bit older. You can tell there's all of this information. I know exactly where they live. I know exactly where they go to church. I know where she was going to school last year. All of this personal information, and I know exactly where she lives.
We can go on the tax records. We can find out her dad's name.
Right.
We know her parents' name, which you don't need to be a real estate agent.
Right.
This is called public records.
Right. These are public records.
For a reason.
I can use Facebook using that address, and if I want to, I can pay $10 and I can get all of this information. And I know all of this stuff. So if I'm a bad person and I want to prey on Rose, I have all of these things now to talk to her about to get her to trust me. And we see this. And here's the thing.
We see this a lot.
We see it a lot. And this is specifically for real estate agents. It's not our client's job to know that they need to take care of these things. It is our job to go in and say, pull this stuff off the wall. Here's why. Because the last thing that you want is a little girl to be preyed on because of your MLS pictures. You've got to say something.
Now here's kind of the hard part about this is that moving can be traumatic for kids,
Absolutely.
For animals. There's
Absolutely.
A lot of things, and especially in this environment where a lot of people are low inventory. We talk about this all the time, and all of a sudden you get this train of people coming through your house. You know, we have ways of halting some of those things and protecting the vulnerable, the children, the elderly. We can do things to help limit some of those kind of traffic. But I know a lot of parents, and we're parents. We have small kids.
Right.
You don't want to displace them. You know this is already going to be so traumatic, especially if you're going through a real hard situation in a family, like a death of a parent or divorce or job loss. You know, maybe this move goes out of state and the kids are going to be leaving their school and all their friends behind. And so what parents are saying is, I want there to be as much normalcy in my child's life as long as I can give it. But what we're saying here is we get that. As parents, we
right.
understand.
We totally understand.
We totally understand that. But
the internet is forever. These pictures are forever. this is a thing you need to be paying attention to. You have to look around your house when you're getting it ready for pictures, and
Absolutely.
You have to say, what are the identifying things? What can people figure out about us if they were evil people and they wanted to hurt us? What could they figure out? And how do we take that down?
Right. And a lot of, we get a lot of clients who ask us these questions, and we serve people of all faiths,
right,
all walks of life, everywhere else. You know, Rebecca and I, we're church going Christians. That's who we are. We're not ashamed of that. We help everybody. And I've had a lot of people who have religious convictions, some Christian, some other faiths, okay? And they have things in the house, and they ask me, well, what should I do? Should I remove this? Should I keep this? You know, political stuff that is, it doesn't matter what it is or who it is, it's going to offend somebody. It always comes down to, well, is this going to hurt the value of my home? That's really where their mind is and where things are going. We're not taking this approach, guys. We're not talking about the value of your house here today. We're talking about the safety of your family.
Right.
And so, you know, these pictures, like Rebecca's saying, are forever. They're on the internet. They're forever. There's so much triangulation of information to where bad people, and we know that by talking about this, there could be some of those bad people, scum of the earth listening right now, who say, oh, that's a great idea. We're willing to take that risk in order to save lives and raise awareness to this issue, because it is so very important. Let's flip this also and bring this not just for pictures, video, but the Matterport 3D scans. You do have the ability to go in afterwards where you're going through these tours, super high def of 360 degree views in every room, and go and actually delete things. We have, and I know other agents have, you know, like in people's closets, sometimes you're in law enforcement, border patrol, different areas of work like that. And really, truly, you don't want your badge number out there.
Right.
You don't want people knowing, especially in this environment, that maybe you're a peace officer.
And there's a gun safe in your closet.
And there's a gun safe in your closet. And not only for your safety, maybe if you're, you know, a single man or woman and you don't have kids there, but just in this environment that we live in, this isn't a good idea.
Right.
And so we're speaking to you as the consumer, speaking to our colleagues, and we really do believe you are our colleagues. We work together, even if we're representing different clients, we work together to have high professionalism.
Right.
And we want to work well together. But one of the things that we need to do is help keep each other safe. And let's depersonalize.
Yeah.
Not for the price, but for the
right,
safety
right.
of our families.
You know, if there's artwork that you don't care, and we've got some of that too. Sometimes people are art collectors and they've got really expensive art on their walls that they want to take down so that it's not broadcast all of. It doesn't just have to be a little girl's bedroom that you're trying to keep safe. It's anything that you would not want close friends and family, or that who aren't close friends and family to know about you in your home, that
right.
you should take down, because it's going to be forever. Anybody
right.
in the entire world can see it. It doesn't matter
right.
where you are. You have access to the internet. You can see it on Zillow or Realtor.com or thisopenhouseshow.com. You can see those pictures anywhere in the world. If you don't want the entire world to know what's going on in terms of the art, in terms of the names, in terms of anything, take it down. Put it away. It's just
now,
the right thing to do.
Here's what we are not saying with depersonalizing. We do have a lot of issues in not only this industry, but every industry with respects to discrimination of different types. We have stories that are still being investigated of, you know, different appraisal values based on the race of the occupants.
Which is
and
wicked.
The only way that people would know is by the pictures in the house. We do not believe that you should have to depersonalize that. We completely oppose any viewpoints like that would say that a value of a home
has
should change
difference.
Based on who lives there or any of those kind of things. So what we're not saying is take down your family pictures if you happen to look different than your appraiser
right, and you
or
feel
your
comfortable
buyer's
with them
look.
Being up.
Yeah, yeah. That's not what we're saying, but. But as far as the names and identifiers and
right.
all of these factors, please think about it.
Right. So that's our that's our public service announcement for today.
Yeah, it's next week will be more fun.
Yeah, we saw this and we thought we really thought this needs to be addressed because we're seeing it more and more and more. And it's our job to educate people. And so we're hopeful that this was helpful in educating.
Yes, and if you need any real estate advice at all, info@thisopenhouseshow.com is our email. 520-462-2611 is our cell phone. That's 520-462-2611. We're happy to take all your questions. And if you know anybody who's looking to move to Tucson, we would love to hear from them.
So I'm Rebecca. This is David. Thank you so much for joining us for This Open House. We'll catch you next Saturday at 11.